I almost ignored the doorbell again when it rang the second time. It was Sunday afternoon, and I just wasn't in the mood to buy wrapping paper or candy or popcorn or whatever the little kid who was out there not taking the hint was selling. With a glance in the mirror, I fixed on my brightest grin, winced a little, toned it down so it didn't look borderline insane, and opened the door. I blinked at the back of the man walking away from my door. Cody? He turned and cocked his head to the side.
Hey, you are home.
Yeah, sorry, I was... Did you want to come in?
Not if you're busy. I was... in the neighborhood.
I snorted, and my hand flew up to cover my face as it burned. I could only imagine the fire engine red pulsating through my pores now.
Nice, he chuckled.
Yeah, well, you're always in the neighborhood. You basically live here. We all do. You've never stopped by before. Aw, man, I shouldn't have said that. The slight undercurrent of accusation was uncalled for. But why would he have stopped by? Maybe to see Austin. But it's not like they were a group of random spontaneous hanger-outers. Hanger-outers? Ugh, what was wrong with me? I obviously needed help. I cleared my throat. You can come in. I'm not busy.
You're sure?
He took a hesitant step toward the door while watching me like I was a skittery cat. Great. I stepped back to make room and made an elaborate flourish with my hand, beckoning him in. He flashed one of those knee-weakening grins and slipped past me so close I could feel the warmth of his body. Which I should absolutely not be focusing on. He was a mammal, as was I. Mammals were warm-blooded, so of course there was warmth when he passed me. If there wasn't, he could be sick, or having a thyroid condition or something, and... Oh my word! I was babbling in my brain, and it needed to stop. I shut the door and turned the top bolt. He looked at me, one eyebrow lifted. Habit. Sorry, I'm not locking you in or anything. You can leave whenever you want. Promise. I closed my eyes. Could I be any more of an idiot? Like, now, because I'm being weird, and I wouldn't blame you for a minute.
You are being a little weird, I'll give you that. Are you okay?
Yeah. He waited. To be fair, he was probably expecting, and probably deserved, more of an explanation. But what was I supposed to say? I was sitting in the living room flipping channels and letting my mind concoct romantic fantasies about you before you showed up? No way. Ever.